We're following up with Tom Still today on the Early Stage Symposium here in Madison. And Tom, first of all, I read a quote attributed to you today that I thought was just fascinating about the role that new and recent companies play in job creation. And maybe you could expand on that, explain that a little bit.
Sure. Study after study, including the Kauffman Foundation's most recent study, has shown that almost all jobs in the United States are created by companies 5 years old or younger. So in other words, new companies are the ones that are out there creating the jobs. Now those new companies will eventually grow into medium-sized companies and even large companies, but the bulk of the job creation takes place within thousands and thousands of small businesses that ultimately add numbers of jobs that could be anywhere from 10, 15, 25, 500, whatever it may be. But in that first 5 years, that's where those companies produce the jobs.
That seems like an underreported statistic to me. I mean, we hear about small businesses as the drivers of the economy, but not so much new businesses.
Mm-hmm. New businesses really represent the kind of innovation that's going on in today's economy and is really necessary to propel it forward. The older businesses can still innovate, and there can be a lot of innovation in larger businesses. But almost by definition, with the smaller businesses, that's where that innovation is going to take place. So, and then the newer businesses, because of the kinds of things that they're new. They've got new ideas. They have new processes, new products, new technology. So that kind of innovation is a driver.
So, how is Wisconsin doing in terms of having a good environment for new businesses, for startups, for steering investment towards them?
I think our environment is strong. Now, our performance metrics over time have not been as good as they should be, but right now we've got a lot of the tools in place to move ahead. Governor-elect Scott Walker was here at this conference this morning talking about the importance of small businesses, new businesses, and job creation, and he talked about some of the tools that ought to be available at the state level, and some already are. The kinds of things that we do at this conference itself, through our Elevator Pitch Olympics, through our investor track presentations, and the kind of training that goes on for entrepreneurs, those are all things that help. And there are investor tax credits in Wisconsin that really are relatively new. They're only about 5 years old. But they've led to a fivefold increase in the amount of angel investments that have taken place in Wisconsin. So those are all things that have helped really propel it forward.
Given everything that's going on in the economy right now, both here in Wisconsin and nationwide, how would you characterize the mood of this event this week?
The mood of this event was very upbeat. We had 500 people who took part in the conference over the course of 2 days, which is a record number. There were 75 investors who were here, which is also a record number. The investors are starting to come out from under the recessionary rock, so to speak, and really get back into the game. And I think they're seeing some deals with the entrepreneurs who are here that make them want to think about investments. It's very competitive, but at the same time, the mood is beginning to break in favor of investments, in favor of new companies getting the kind of legs they need.
And lastly, I guess, how much of the new companies and the investment here in Wisconsin, I mean, we certainly hear biotech, how much of it is centered on biotech, and are there any other industries out there where people might be surprised that there is potential for new startups and a good return on investments?
Biotech, especially medical biotech, is a big sector, and there's no doubt about it. It's been growing even throughout the period with the recession at 3-4% a year. Other sectors that are very strong include medical devices, where Wisconsin is really a top 10 state in terms of the companies that are producing devices here and the employment in those companies. We see it in other, what I would call, bioproducts and biofuels. Those are two expanding sectors. And then really, at the end of the day, the biggest two sectors are sort of what you might suspect: advanced manufacturing, because this is such a strong manufacturing state, and beyond that, information technology in all of its forms, from software to networking to cloud computing to whatever it may be. Information technology in Wisconsin employs at this point about three times the number of people that biotech does. That doesn't mean biotech's not a strong and thriving sector, but information technology is so pervasive, every business has to have it, that and every consumer and every homeowner, that it's really a growing sector.
Tom Still with Wisconsin Technology Council, thanks very much.
Thank you.